感谢主的恩典，有机会来这里跟大家一起来学习道理。
By the grace of God, I can be here studying the truth with everyone.
因为我被安排有三次在这里跟我们一起来学习道理。
Because I've been arranged to study the truth here three times.
因此我都想用三个主题来跟大家一起分享。
I'd like to use three topics as a mutual encouragement.
今天晚上呢，用福音的起头那星期五晚上就用福音的大能那在星期六的下午就来谈福音的奥秘。
Beginning of the gospel tonight and the other nights will also be the mighty power of the gospel and the mystery of the gospel.
因为这在我们教会来说这是很宝贵的道理。
In our church, this is considered a very precious teaching.
虽然我们平常对这些内容好像是很熟悉的。
Even though we seem to know these truths fairly well.
但事实上我们要经常来反省做个信仰的反思，看看我们所相信的，我们是不是已经做到。
But we should often reflect upon these truths to see whether or not we have hit these targets.
那我们是不是已经得到得到这个道。这是也是道理的道。
Whether we have actually practicing these truths.
我们要得道才能够传道。
Because only when we walk in the truth can we preach the truth.
自己没有得道你这没有得到这个道理，没有得到福音怎么去传福音？
If we don't walk in the truth, how can we possibly preach the truth?
所以保罗他能够传福音，是因为他已经得到这个福音。
The reason why Paul was able to preach the gospel was because he walked in the gospel.
他不但是得到这个福音呢，他还去体验去实践看看，去实践这个福音。
And he not only walked in the gospel, he also experienced the gospel.
所以他觉得这个福音不错所以他传给别人。
Because he felt he had a personal experience that this is a wonderful gospel, that's why he preached the gospel.
假如没有经过这个手续的话，那就很难去传给别人，因为自己都没有体验。
It's very difficult if one never experiences the gospel and ask him to preach the gospel.
我们请看罗马书。
Turn to Romans.
罗马书第一章的第一节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 1.
罗马书第一章第一节。
Romans 1:1.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传神的福音。第二。这福音是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。保罗借着他所写的书信在传福音并不多。
It's very rare that he begins a letter with the gospel.
因此对保罗他书信上所弄的在传福音呢，我们应该是觉得很珍惜。
So when Paul mentions that he is preaching by the gospel of God, this is something precious.
所以保罗这个罗马书信呢，罗马书就是保罗他真的在传福音的一个书信。
In the book of Romans, as you can see, opens with the main theme that Paul intends to preach the gospel.
以弗所书也是他传福音的一个书信。
Likewise, the letter of Ephesians was also a letter of gospel.
那他刚开始在出来为神做圣工呢，就是在传福音呢。
When he first set out to preachto work for the Lord, he already knew that he needs to preach the gospel.
可是到后来呢，他就变成要为他所传的福音要来辩论，要来为道。
But toward the end, he had to defend for the gospel that he preaches.
我们看看加拉太书就是为道。
And we look at the letter of Galatians, it was actually a defense of his belief.
提摩太前后书提多书也是为道。
First, Second Timothy, First, Second Titus were also apologetics letters.
也就是他才写信告诉这个年轻的工人提摩太还有提多怎么去应付这些传不一样福音的人。
And in those letters, he taught the young preachers, Timothy and Titus, how to preach the gospel to people of different belief.
因此呢，保罗在罗马书信的开头呢，他就说，奉召为使徒，他要做什么呢？要特派传。神的福音。
We see how Romans chapter 1 verse 1 begins with Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
他说是特派是特别的，是被分别出来，要做什么事情呢？要传神的福音。
See here, it emphasizes that he was especially set apart to preach the gospel of God.
啊, 神把每一个人分别出来, 一定有他的目的。
There's a reason why God set us apart.
好像我们去菜市场买东西买水果, 要分别出来, 啊, 这个要归给我们, 要做什么呢? 你一定要是主菜啊, 要是你要吃啊。
For instance, when we go shopping in the supermarket, we purchase different kind of vegetable, and we have a different purpose for purchasing each vegetable.
神把保罗选召出来, 啊, 分别出来, 要做什么呢? 就是传神的福音。
What was the reason for God's calling of Paul? It was to preach the gospel of God.
这个是神的福音啊, 不是其他的福音啊。
This is the gospel of God, not of anybody else.
不是那个商场上, 哇, 今天晚上啊, 有福音, 啊, 有特卖, 啊, 特价。
It is not something like a commercial market where there's a special sale.
这个福音啊, 不是那个, 是神的福音。
This is no such thing, but rather the gospel of God.
这个福音呢, 也不是思想产物, 不是我们用人的理智, 用人的思想去想出来的结果。
This gospel is also not a product of human imagination.
所以这个福音呢, 也不是啊, 哲学产物。
It is not a product of philosophical thinking.
这个福音是什么呢? 是神自己启示的。
But rather, the gospel of God is one inspired by God.
世界的众先知啊, 来传达。
It is through these prophets and the disciples to preach the gospel.
这个福音也是神自己设立的。
It was instituted by God himself.
这个福音也是神自己开始的。
It was begun by God himself.
所以这个福音呢, 的起头, 就是耶稣基督啊。
And we see the beginning of the gospel begins with Jesus Christ himself.
啊, 请看马可福音第一章。
Turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章的第一节。
Mark 1:1.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头, 很奇妙的, 这个马可福音呢, 有人说是, 所有的福音书里头啊,
Some people say that of the four Gospels, Mark was considered to be the earliest.
那根据历史的记载啊, 告诉我们, 这个马可啊, 经常跟彼得啊, 在一起。
According to historical records, Mark spent a great deal of time with Peter.
当彼得在传福音的时候啊, 马可经常在他旁边。
And Mark was often alongside Peter when Peter was preaching.
他听 他从彼得听到什么信息, 他都记录下来。
And he was very diligent in writing down whatever Peter preached.
彼得呢, 对耶稣基督的思想, 啊, 对耶稣基督的作为, 一言一行, 都非常的清楚。
And Peter was very well aware of Lord Jesus' speech, thinking, and all his deeds.
啊, 彼得他在传神的福音。
And Peter was preaching the gospel of God.
啊, 他也知道这个福音是从哪里开始的。
And he knew where the beginning of this gospel lies.
他说啊, 福音的起头就是耶稣基督。
And he stated the beginning of the gospel begins with Jesus Christ.
那耶稣基督他是传什么呢?
What does Jesus Christ preach about?
啊, 来看14节。
Turn to verse 14.
14节。
Verse 14.
约翰下监以后, 耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音。 15. 他就说啊, 日期满了, 神的国近了, 你们应当悔改, 信福音。 他就是为了福音而来。
He came because of the good news.
啊, 他说他宣传了神的福音。
And he's preaching the good news of God.
那福音呢, 也是从耶稣基督开始有的。
The good news of the gospel started with Jesus Christ.
在旧约时代啊, 透过众先知的应许, 到耶稣来成就。
In the Old Testament, there were many prophecies via the prophets, and they were all fulfilled through Jesus Christ's arrival.
他说啊, 日期满了。
It says that when the number of days came to be fulfilled,
神所预定的日期满了,
when God's appointed days were filled,
那圣经上啊, 经常要记载这日期满足啊, 日期满足,
the Bible often records of the number of days being satisfied.
那日期满足是 fulfillment, fulfilled, 这个日期到了。
When the number of days has been fulfilled.
有几个日期到了呢?
How many days were fulfilled?
第一个说耶稣基督, 啊, 出生, 这是有日期, 因为神的计划, 啊, 在什么时候要出生?
The first was the birth of Jesus Christ, because according to God's plan, when was Messiah going to be born?
这个就是救恩的第一步。
This was the first step to salvation.
那第二步呢, 神的国要实现。
Second step was the realization of God's kingdom.
就是耶稣啊, 他为我们死, 然后升天以后呢, 圣灵降临, 这个神的国就实现了。
It is when our Lord Jesus died for us, he ascended to heaven, and he came down again, and the kingdom of God will be fulfilled.
主耶稣啊, 传神的国。
And Lord Jesus preached about the kingdom of God.
当神的国对当时代的人来说啊, 是不大容易了解的。
The concept of the kingdom of God to the people at the time was a very difficult one to grasp. Because in the past, people didn't really hear about the kingdom of God.
就在旧约时代呢,
Even in the Old Testament era, people didn't really hear about the kingdom of God.
在旧约时代有以色列国,
in the Old Testament era, there was the kingdom of Israel.
有埃及的国家,
of Egypt.
有巴比伦的国家,
Babylon.
但是还没有听说过神的国。
But they never heard of the kingdom of God.
因此耶稣基督要花很多时间啊, 跟这些百姓以色列人啊宣传神的国到底是怎么样子的一个国度。
And when Lord Jesus came on earth, he had to spend a great deal of time to educate the people as to what the kingdom of God looks like.
因此啊, 主就说了很多比喻啊。
And therefore, he made lots of parables.
那我刚刚为什么说旧约时代的人啊, 他们不了解什么叫神的国。
How is it that the people of the Old Testament didn't understand God's kingdom?
因为没有阐明啊, 没有讲说神的国, 没有这个字啊。
Because there was never this kind of word introduced to them.
先知也没有说啊, 主耶稣以后要来宣传神的国, 啊, 你们要听哦。
And the prophets did not say exactly when Jesus Christ comes, he will be telling you about the kingdom of God, so you need to listen to him.
那以前的先知怎么来描述神的国呢?
How do the prophets of old describe the kingdom of God?
那为什么神的国被称为是福音呢? 是好的消息?
And how is it that the kingdom of God is considered to be a good news, the gospel?
我们看以赛亚书,
Turn to Isaiah.
65章,
chapter 65.
以赛亚书 65章 17节,
Isaiah 65, verse 17.
65章17节
Isaiah 65 verse 17
看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。那这边提到一个新天新地，
There will be new heavens and new earth.
新天新地，我看当时人们是听不懂。
And this was probably also something unfathomable.
这个天啊，就是我们所看到的天啊，你仰头一望，哎，就是天啊。
Because when we look up into the sky, that was the heaven.
啊, 地呢, 就是我们经常在走路的这个地。
And earth, of course, is the ground we walk on.
啊, 怎么还有一个新天新地?
How can there be new heavens and new earth?
啊, 当时人也是不懂啊。
And therefore, it's really escaped them.
但是这个就是已经在描述神国的一个写照。
But this is already a portrayal of the kingdom of God.
啊, 神的国是什么?
How do we define God's kingdom?
再来看24节。
Verse 24.
他们尚未求告，我就应允；正说话的时候，我就垂听。25. 豺狼必与羊羔同食，狮子必吃草与牛一样，尘土必作蛇的食物。在我的圣山的边处，这一切都不伤人，不坏物。这是主说的。那一样的故事呢？ 记载在11章的第6节。
This very same story is repeated in chapter 11.
11章第6节叙述的比较清楚。
Chapter 11 verse 6 has a more detailed description.
我们看11章第6节。
Chapter 11 verse 6.
11章第6.
11 verse 6.
豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧。少壮狮子与牛犊并肥处同群，小孩子要牵引他们。第七，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样。第八，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿啊必按所在毒蛇的穴上。第九，在我圣山的边处，这一切都不伤人不坏物，因为。 为什么呢？因为认识主的知识，要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一般。第十，到那日，耶稣的根啊，立作万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所，大有荣耀。啊，这边就说的比较清楚。
And this is a more detailed description.
神的圣山呢，就是神的国里啊，要充满着各样的动物。
For the mountain of God, which is the kingdom of God, will be filled with many kind of creatures.
啊，这些动物呢，都不伤人不害物。
And these creatures will not harm each other.
可是事实上呢，我们所看的这些动物在现实的社会里，这些动物是会咬人的，是会伤人，是会害物的。
But in reality today, we see that these kind of creatures are capable and will harm others.
那就是说，这个新的国度里呢，一切都已经被更新、被改造了，所以跟以前的社会啊，跟以前的生活啊，不一样的。
But in the new kingdom, everything will be transformed. Therefore, they behave differently.
And 也跟以前生命不一样。
And their life has also been transformed.
比如说狮子熊以前生命是会咬人的。
For instance, bears and lions, and previously they were ferocious and will bite others.
因为它的本性啊是会吃肉的。
Because they are carnivorous.
啊，他们是会伤人的。
And they are capable of hurting others.
但是现在呢不一样了。
But now they are transformed.
所以你看是不是新天新地呢？
So isn't it considered a new heaven and new earth?
那为什么这个事情会存在呢？
How could this come to be?
怎么发生呢？
How does it happen?
因为神的知识要充满遍地。
Because the knowledge of God will be filled throughout the world.
神的知识就是装在藏在耶稣基督里头。
The knowledge of God is hidden in Jesus Christ.
所以因为耶稣基督的关系，遍地充满了水，就是圣被圣灵充满。
Because of Jesus Christ.The whole world will be covered like water over the sea.
所以这个新的国度里，新天新地是充满神的荣耀。
In this new heaven and new earth, it will be filled with the glory of God.
以前的天地啊，过去了。
And the old heaven and old earth will be passed away.
以前的天地呢，有人会受伤害。
In the old world, people will die and will get hurt.
有人会受痛苦。
People experience pain.
有人会受压制。
And they will be oppressed.
有人会受欺负。
And people are bullied upon.
有人会哭。
People weep.
甚至于有人死亡。
And there are death.
有人觉得很伤痛。
People are in anguish.
这是以前旧的天地。
But this is a description of the old heaven and old earth.
新的天地是不一样。
The new heavens and new earth is totally different.
所以耶稣来就是传那个新的天地。
And when Lord Jesus Christ came, he preached the new heavens and new earth.
就是被改造以后的新天地。
Which is the world that has been transformed.
啊，这个新天地跟以前的旧天地的做法又不一样。
The new heaven and new world, will operate differently from the old.
以前呢，要造这种新天地的实现呢，也简直是不可能。
In the old heaven and old earth, it's impossible for this kind of things to happen.
有的话，他们要付出代价。
And if it does happen, you have to pay a high price.
啊，比如说他们肯定要去献祭呀。
For instance, they had to offer sacrifices.
但你看献祭的人，他能不能够做到这个新天新地的景象呢？
But even if they do make the sacrifices, are they able to attain this kind of ideal state?
他们是不能啊。
There, it's impossible.
我们看以赛亚书三十五章。
Turn to Isaiah 35.
三十五章第八
节。Isaiah 35, verse 8.
第八节。很奇妙的记载。
This is a
三十五章第八节。
Isaiah 35, verse 8. This is a miraculous recording.
在那里必有一条大道称为圣路。污秽的人不得经过，必专为属灵行走。行路的人虽然是愚昧，也不至于失迷。第九，在那里并没有狮子、猛兽，也不登这道路。在那里呀，都遇不见的，只有属灵在那里行走。第十，并且啊，主救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢乐啊，欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽多逃避。走一条路啊，就是为了属民而设计的。
This highway, was designed specifically for God's holy people.
啊，这条高速公路啊，不会塞车。
And this is a highway that will never be, jam-packed.
我们在上班的人啊，塞车我们都很不喜欢啊，心里面就很着急，很生气。
When we work and we encounter any kind of traffic jam, we get really distressed or upset.
哇，你看上班都来不及，还塞车。
Because we are rushed for time and we can't make it to work in time.
有人还按喇叭说开快一点啦，赶快啦。
And people would be hard pressed to press the horn, trying to push the others out of the way.
可是这条高速公路不一样啊。
But this highway is different.
这条高速公路呢，不用着急。
You don't need to rush on this highway.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
不是每个人能够开在这条高速公路上啊。
Because it's not everyone who is qualified to drive on this highway.
只有神的子民才能够开在这条高速公路上。
Only the chosen people of God are worthy to traverse on this highway.
永远不会塞车。
And there will never be a traffic jam.
非常的顺快。
And it's very smooth and speedy.
所以你看，忧愁叹息都逃避了，就没有了。
And therefore, there will be no more groaning or grief.
那走到这条圣路上呢，很欢喜快乐。
And there will be gladness and joy for all those who traverse on it.
那不但是这样子呢。 虽然是愚面的人，他也不会走迷失的。
And even the foolish ones would not get lost.
所以这条高速公路不需要什么 GPS.
While you're walking on this highway, you don't require any kind of GPS.
有人会迷路啊，就是有 GPS， 他会走错路啊。
Some people use GPS because they don't want to get lost.
但是告诉大家，这条高速公路呢，大家不会走迷。
But on this highway, people will not get lost.
因为这条高速公路是不一样的，是为了神的子民而开的。
Because this is a special highway, open especially for the people of God.
那谁来开这条高速公路呢？
So who are qualified to drive on this highway?
怎么开的？
And how do you walk on it?
主耶稣基督的宝血啊。
It is through the precious blood of Christ.
所以他为我们开出一条血路来。
Because through Jesus, there is a new way open for us.
所以走在这条路上，我们就不会失迷。
While we are walking on this way of Christ, we will not get lost.
走在这条路上，我们有欢喜快乐。
If we continue on this way, then there will be gladness and joy.
走在这条路上，我们没有忧愁，没有叹息。
And while going on it, we will not experience any sorrow or sighing.
这个就是旧约时代的神的国。
And this is the description of God's kingdom in the Old Testament.
是神的国的写照缩影。
It is a portrayal of God's kingdom.
当然，当时的人呢，他们可能不懂。
And very likely the people at the time didn't understand this.
但是这个怎么应验在耶稣基督的身上呢？
So how is this prophecy fulfilled in Jesus Christ?
在新约时代怎么来成就呢？
How was it fulfilled in the New Testament?
怎么成就在我们的身上？
And how is it fulfilled in us?
我们怎么来享受神的国？
How do we enjoy the kingdom of God?
那我们现在是不是已经在享受神的国？
And are we already enjoying the kingdom of God?
这个是我们信仰要省思的地方啊，要反省的地方啊。
And this is something that we really need to reflect upon our faith.
不然我们经常听到神的国，神的福音，对我们有什么帮助呢？
Otherwise, if we just keep hearing the kingdom of God and the gospel of God, it doesn't really help us.
请看启示录。
Turn to Revelations.
启示录11章
Revelation 11
11章的15节
Revelation 11 verse 15
启示录11章15节
11 verse 15
第七个天使吹号，天上就有大声说啊，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。有七支号，天使要吹。
There were seven trumpets which the angels will blow.
当然在人间的时空底下，这个七字号啊，是有个顺序。
And under the constraint of the human time and space continuum, there will be a sequence.
因为你再怎么说啊，这个事情啊，不会在一秒之间啊，同时发生。
Because no matter how you want to describe this, not all of these events will happen simultaneously.
好像当我们从出生一开始到现在的事情啊，不可能在一秒钟之内全部发生。
For instance, from the day we were born until now, all these events which took place cannot possibly take place within a split second.
但是神的事情呢，可以超越时间空间。But
the events of God can go beyond time and space.
那第七位天使在吹号。The
seventh angel was blowing the trumpet.
大声说啊，世上的国成了我主和基督的国。
In loud voices, he said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ."
那世上的国叫世界上的国，这是败坏的国。
The kingdom of the world are corrupt.
这个是有哀哭的。
There is weeping.
有忧愁的。
There is sorrow.
有悲痛的。
And there is grief.
有死亡的。
There is death.
这个是世上的国。
This is the kingdom of the world.
可是现在世上的国呢，就变成主基督的国。
Now the kingdom of the world has turned into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那世上的国就是一个旧天地。
The kingdom of the world belongs to the old.
啊，旧天地都过去了。
The old has passed.
啊，现在旧天地要成为基督的国。
The old will now turn into the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
这个国就是基督在做王。
With Lord Jesus Christ reigning as king.
所以新的国度里，新的天地里是基督在做王。
In the new kingdom, it is Lord Jesus who reigns as the king.
那基督做王有什么好处呢？
What is the benefit of having Jesus Christ as our king?
好，再来看启示录二十一章。
Revelation 21.
二十一章的第一节。
21 verse 1.
二十一章第一节。
21 verse 1.
我又看见那个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。第三。
Three.
我听见了大声音啊。我们刚所看的是大声音吹号啊，现在也是大声音从宝座中出来说，看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人间呢、啊，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。第四，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。第五，做宝座的说，看哪、啊，我将这一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因为这些话是。可信的是真实的，这是神的国度实现的，对我们来说一个好处。
These describe the benefits of having the new kingdom of God being fulfilled.
假如我们还存在，还生活在这个旧的天地里
，If we were still living under the old heaven and old earth,
啊，我们就不能够享受。
Then we could not possibly benefit from all this.
所以我们要使我们的旧天地呢，变成为新天地。
We must turn our old heaven and earth into a new one.
现在变成新天地以后，我们才不再有死亡，不再有眼泪，不再有悲哀、疼痛、哭嚎。
Only with a new heaven and new earth will we no longer experience death, mourning, crying, or pain.
因为这一切都更新了。
Because everything has become new.
那这个怎么来发生呢
？And how could this possibly take place?
好，我们再来看罗马书。
Turn to Romans.
罗马书就是保罗使徒说所传的神的福音。
Romans is the gospel of God which Paul preaches.
罗马书第五章。
Romans 5.
第五章的十七节。
Romans 5 verse 17.
十七。
Verse 17.
论义人的过犯，死就因这义人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐的义，岂不要？因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？这是一个问句，但事实上是一个肯定的。
This is a very positive statement.
因为耶稣基督在我们生命中要当王。
Because Lord Jesus Christ will come to reign as king.
每一个人都有每一个人的生命。
Each one of us have our own lives.
我们的生命是我们日常的生活。
Our lives consist of our daily going and comings.
所以主耶稣基督要把世上的国变成主基督的国度。
But Lord Jesus Christ intends on turning this whole world into the kingdom of God.
借着天使来吹号来传达。
Through the blowing a trumpet of the angels.
吹得很大声哦。
And this is very loud blowing.
所以是每一个人都听得到的。
Therefore, everyone will hear it.
我们已经听到了。
We have already heard this proclamation.
因为那么大声。
Because it's so loud.
因为这个麦克风很大声啊。
This microphone is very loud.
都听到了哈。
So you have all heard.
世上的国变成我主基督的国。
The worldly kingdoms will turn into kingdom of Christ.
怎么发生呢
？And how does that take place?
很简单。
Very easy.
让耶稣基督在我心做王。
As long as we allow Jesus Christ to reign in our heart as the King.
耶稣基督在我心做王，那就变成主基督的国。
When Jesus Christ reigns as King within our heart,
变成神的国
then the kingdom of God is realized.
变成神宝座的地方
and we have become a throne of God.
变成神居住的地方
a dwelling place of God.
变成荣耀的主居住的地方
It is a dwelling place for the glorious Lord.
你看多么美好啊
How wonderful that was.
你说这个是不是福音呢
So isn't this a good
这个是不是好消息呢
Isn't it good news?
只要耶稣基督在我们生命当中做王
As long as Jesus Christ reigns in our life as the King,
好像主耶稣基督他的生母玛利亚。
For instance, our Lord Jesus, birth mother Mary.
她呢, 尊主为大,
she considered Jesus Christ as number one.
这个就是让耶稣基督在他的生命当中做王。
And this is a way of allowing Jesus Christ to reign in her life as the king.
所以一样的，我们就是要享受福音的好处。
So likewise, if we wish to enjoy the benefits of the gospel,
因为耶稣基督就是福音的起头。
Because Jesus Christ marks the beginning of the gospel.
他在马太福音那边设一个比喻说，这个娶亲的宴席啊。
In the book of Matthew, there is a parable of a wedding banquet.
他怎么说呢? 他说各样都备齐的，什么事情都准备好了，只请你来。
When everything has been fully prepared, the invitation is sent out.
你就来享受就好吧。
All you need to do is accept the invitation and come and enjoy.
我们不用做什么。
We don't need to do any work.
不用再去帮主人洗菜。
We don't need to help the master to prepare the meal.
不用再去帮主人设个 table, 都不用了。
Or help the master set the table. No, we don't have to do any of that.
有时候我们要去赴这个朋友的邀请啊，去吃饭。 我们还要帮朋友洗菜，还要帮朋友煮饭，还要帮朋友set up 这个 table 啊。
At times when we are invited to a friend's place for dining, we still have to help prepare the food, set the tables, and just prepare the place.
有一次有个姐妹啊，要请我们全家吃饭呢。
Once there was a sister who invited my whole family for dining.
结果我们按照时间去了。So
we went on time.
她不在家。
She wasn't home.
等了一会儿，她买菜回来了。
So we waited a while, then she came back from shopping.
还要帮她洗菜。
So we had to help her wash the vegetables.
但是主耶稣说不用，已经预备好了。But
Lord Jesus Christ says, no, you don't have to do anything. Everything's all prepared.
只要来享受。Just
come and enjoy.
只要让我在你的生命当中做王就可以了。
As long as you allow Jesus Christ to reign in your heart as the king, then everything will be set.
所以现在说的轮到我们了，我们有没有让主耶稣基督在我们生命当中做王呢？
So we need to ask ourselves, have we allowed Jesus Christ to reign in our heart as the king?
保罗为什么他也传神的福音？
Why does Paul preach the gospel of God?
因为他已经做到，他已经享受到了。
Because he had already tasted the goodness.
他有这个人生的体验。
He had this personal experience.
所以他也传神的福音。
Therefore he preached the gospel of God.
所以我们今天也是要跟保罗一样啊。
And we must follow likewise to Paul's footsteps.
让耶稣基督在我们生命当中做王。
We allow Jesus Christ to reign in our heart as the king.
我们要尊主为大。
And we must consider him to be the top priority.
那怎么样才算是说让耶稣基督在我们生命当中做王呢？
And in what ways can we allow Jesus Christ to reign in our heart as king?
那我们来看玛利亚她怎么做。
Let's look at the example of Mary.
来看路加福音。
Turn to Luke.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章的28节。
Luke 1 verse 28.
天使进去啊，对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安。”主和你同在的，29。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，就反复思想这个问安是什么意思。30。天使对他说：“啊，玛利亚，不要害怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。”啊，我们看这个对话。
Let's look at this dialogue.
天使跟他说话。
Angel spoke to Mary.
当然她说很害怕。
And she was troubled.
哎呦，怎么忽然有个声音告诉我啊？
And she was startled by this voice of an angel.
哎，我们门都已经锁好了呢。
She had already locked all the door.
哎呦，她要是女孩子。
And she was a single woman.
你看，就是大男人啊，当兵的话，当过兵的可能就不怕了，因为什么事情都发生过嘛，对，所以就不怕。
If this was a soldier, and he was alone by himself, he wouldn't be afraid.
可是一个弱小的女子啊。
But this was a frail, weak woman.
那姐妹们，你们可能是怕的，赶快去找先生啊。And
for sisters, so you probably go look for your husband.
还是去找爸爸。Or
go to your.
哎呦，吓死人了！门间都锁着，怎么有人在跟他说话？Because
you're so scared, you already locked the door. How come there's someone speaking to you?
所以她就想啊。And
she began to wonder.
哎，这个到底是怎么一回事？
What's happening here?
所以她反复思想。And
so she kept thinking.
想什么呢？想天使的话。
She wondered about the angel's speech.
哎，她这么一想呢，
So when she thought about it,
就有答案了。
She had an answer.
哦，这个 key point 在这里呀。
This is the key point.
她一想就有答案。
Because once she wondered, she had an answer.
一样的, 我们怎么尊主为大?
So how do we consider God to be a top?
我们要思想神的话。
We must think about the Word of God.
思想神的话, 在我们人生当中就有答案。
Because thinking about, reflecting on the words of God will give us answers to life.
好, 那是第二。
Number two.
看34节。
Read verse 34.
玛利亚对天使说, 我们要出嫁, 怎么要这事呢? 35节, 天使回答说, 圣灵要降临在你身上, 至高者的能力, 要荫庇你, 因此所生的圣者必成为神的儿子。 再来看30, 38, 玛利亚说, 我是主的使女, 情愿照您的话成就在我的身上。 那天使就跟他解释, 这个事情要怎么发生。
Angel explained to Mary how this event will unfold.
她还没有出嫁,
because she was not wedded yet.
还怎么会有孩子呢?
How can she have a child?
这个对她来说是不可思议的。
To her, this was implausible.
但是经过天使的解释以后,
but after angel's explanation,
她明白这是从神来的。
She understood this is the God's will.
啊, 虽然不可能的事情,
even though it was inconceivable,
但是第一个她相信。
But first, she believed.
她宁愿相信,
she'd rather believe.
相信与不相信也是一个选择啊。
Belief or disbelief is really based on one's choice.
福音呢,一样在传。
When we preach the gospel,
很多人听到福音呢,
a lot of people have heard it.
但是每一个人都有不一样的选择。
But each person has a different choice.
有人呢,选择听,有人选择不听。
Some choose to listen, others choose to reject.
有人选择信,有人选择不信。
Some choose to believe, others choose disbelief.
那一样的, 我们晚上是选择信还是选择不相信呢?
And the same question is posed to us. Do we believe or disbelieve?
是不是相信神的大能呢?
Do we believe in the mighty power of God?
只要神说的话, 没有一样, 不能够成就的。
As long as God has made the promise, everything will come true.
所以他选择相信。
And she chose to believe.
说怎么算是尊主为大, 怎么算是啊, 让基督耶稣在我们生命当中作王。
So in what way can we consider God to be our top priority and allow Him to reign in our heart as King? We must believe in the guidance of God. We must believe that God is guiding us in our life. And miraculously, so a lot of times we want to know the outcome. How was your test today?
哎，您今天去这个路考，您今天去考执照有没有考过啊？
Did you pass your driving test?
您今天的早社群interview怎么样啊？
And how was your interview?
我们很喜欢知道结果。
We really like to know what the outcome is.
因为我们都等不及啊。
Because we just can't wait.
我们好像对这个过程，您今天的interview的过程怎么样，大家都比较没有兴趣的。
And usually people aren't interested in the process.
可是神他很有兴趣哦。
But God is very interested in the process.
神的带领啊, 并没有直接告诉我们结局。
When God is guiding us, He doesn't tell us directly what the outcome will be.
神只是带领我们下一步而已。
He only guides us until the next step.
神所要叫我们去相信的, 他不会让我们相信到太远的。他说,你目前就相信,我怎么带领你的下一步。
All He expects from us is to believe in the next step.
所以我们要相信神的一步一步的带领啊。
And we must believe in the step-by-step guidance of God.
所以圣经为什么说要耐心等候啊?
Why does the Bible tell us that we have to be patient and wait for God?
这一步走完了再走下一步。
Because after you take one step, you follow with the next one.
这一步可能是很痛苦的。
And maybe this step is very painful.
在我们人生当中可能没有遇见过那么痛苦的事情。
It may be the most painful moment that you have ever experienced in life.
在我们人生当中可能是没有遇见过那么让我们失望的事情。
Maybe it's something that is the most disappointing that you never came across.
但这就是神的带领啊。
But this is still under the guidance of God.
我们要去接受啊。
We have to accept it.
因为神还有下一步的带领啊。
Because God has some other work waiting for us.
神这一步到底是要让我们学习什么?
And what does God intend for us to learn from this lesson? We must be able to understand what the lesson is.
所以玛利亚她尊主为大。
And Mary considered the Lord to be top priority.
她让基督耶稣在她的生命当中作王。
She allowed Jesus Christ to reign in her heart as king.
然后她说, 情愿啊, 照主的话去成就。
And she rather to to allow God's will be fulfilled in her.
她的顺从主的带领,
she submitted to the guidance of God.
所以这是表现她, 让基督耶稣啊, 让神在她生命中作王。
And in this way, she left a good example for us to let Jesus Christ reign in our hearts, King.
神的国在哪里?
Where does the kingdom of God lie?
神的国在我们心里。
It lies within our heart.
我们心里是一个神的国度。
For our heart consists of the God's kingdom.
神要在我们生命当中作王。
God wishes to reign in our life as a king.
神要改变我们的生命。
He wants to transform our lives.
因为他应许我们一切都更新的。
For He had already promised us that everything will be renewed as and transformed.
他要保证我们只要走在他的道路上。
As long as we remain on His path.
只要让他在我们生命当中作王。
As long as we allow Him to reign in our life as king.
痛苦啊, 悲哀的, 死亡啊, 眼泪啊, 都没了。
Pain, regret, death, and tears, everything will disappear.
这个就是我们喜乐的来源啊。
This is the source of our joy.
所以我们对道理要清楚明白。
And we must fully understand God's truth.
虽然是我们经常在听,
even though we hear them all the time.
但是我们在这检讨看看, 我们再反省看看, 做一个反思。
But we must constantly ponder and reflect upon God's word.
我们是不是已经得到了这个道?
Have we really obtained the truth of God?
得到这个福音?
Have we really obtained the gospel?
我们情愿的照着去做。
And we would rather practice according to what God has instructed.
我们去经历它。
And in this way, we can experience
我们去享受它。
God. We can enjoy the outcome.
然后才能像保罗一样。 我们要传神的国,神的福音。
Then we can follow in Paul's footstep to preach the gospel of God.
啊, 再来唱诗。
Sing him.
70首。
Number 70.